This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
They say that history is written by the victor, and this week, over 4 days in Parliament, we've seen politicians pat themselves on the back with members of the Liberal Party congratulating their party for being the ones that got marriage equality passed.
And after months of battling a postal survey and hearing so much impassioned debate during Parliament this week, we've heard ourselves from many in our community that after fighting for equality for so many years, that same-sex couples and individuals who hopefully finally will be treated equally under the law are victors.
We are the ones, that's right, we are the ones that are the victors in this scenario. Since Monday, when we were talking about this on air on The Informer, and people were hearing commenting in regard to Malcolm Turnbull's speech, which was making it all about gay couples who love each other being able to get married instead of equality for all, we started hearing from members of the community feeling like they didn't like the fact that the spirit of what was going on was being changed. So what I did was put a call out to members of our community. If they had something that they wanted to say to Malcolm Turnbull, they could here tonight on The Informer in a segment we're calling Dear Malcolm. Now, what I did simply with this was said, do you have something you would like to say? And the reason why we're putting this forward, even though today is a great day, a huge day of celebration. We need to remember that in Parliament, we've heard a lot of people talking about just moving on. Let's do it and just move on. But we in our community aren't about moving on. We're about moving forward. We will move forward with this. And our past is what influences us and takes us there further. And we need to remember what we've gone through, not just in the last 3 months, but the last 13 years.
What the hell were you thinking?
You and this process made my life a living hell.
You were never part of the solution. You've always been part of the problem.
As a out and proud 43-year-old gay man, I've never felt so angry and judged and anxious and stressed about my position in the Australian community as I have over the past 2 years since you first mentioned a referendum, then a plebiscite, then a postal survey.
Dear Malcolm, I hope one day you look back on this moment and remember that our friends, our family and our community rose up to support us in the postal vote, not because they wanted to, but because they had to.
I'm disappointed.
The Yes campaign has been successful in spite of you, not because of you.
What you and your party did to our community was cruel. Never ever should you be regarded as an ally of queer Australians, and any claim you have to be a champion of our rights is as transparent as your desire for power.
And you validated homophobic arguments with this postal survey, and there was no protection for our community. I had many nights where I couldn't sleep, and I don't think you understand that this is something we did not want. It was an extra barrier to equality, which we did not need to have if only you stood up, you and your party stood up and allowed a free vote in the first place.
Not only did I have to listen and watch as people felt free to question my life, but I regressed into a constant state of choosing between fight or flight. The cost of my mental health care increased and the amount of sleepless nights and anxiety attacks increased. I will never forget this.
We had a key player in the Irish referendum, Tiernan Brady, who actually is in Australia and has been pretty much the front runner for this fight for us here in Australia. And he saw the divisiveness, he saw the negativity, he saw the hatred, he saw the utter horror that the Irish referendum caused to the Irish LGBTQIA population. And still, like, he was a vocal opponent of the plebiscite here, a vocal opponent, saying that he's seen the horror that was caused in Ireland. Yes, the outcome was great. However, they don't even know the damage that it's done in the long term.
This will be a historic day for Australia and for us, and we will celebrate it. We are the solution. Love is the solution, and I think the last few months have cemented that, and I hope we do not forget that moving forward.
I will never forgive you for putting us through that. You cannot take credit for marriage equality.
He's tried to appease all of the no voters, and he's doing it in the most backhanded way to people who it really matters to. people who can get married, people who are no voters, they have these rights already. They don't understand what it's like to have rights taken away from them. It's just so infuriating for him to turn around and now kind of try and pat himself on the back saying that he's done this, when it should be like, no, absolutely not. Not a single one of you in Parliament have done this. None of you have done this. It has been the grassroots people, the people who are fighting for their own rights.
You know, you've hurt so many of the LGBTIQ people, and you put us through pain, you put us through ridicule, as it has been this year.
We have won this because of our community and the way we have worked together. Our own resilience, which is built up on decades and centuries of persecution, and from the shoulders of the giants who come before us that we stand on, to presume that you may claim any kind of credit for this is insulting. I've seen the very idea that we are all equal under the eyes of the law, torn down by your government, and being vulnerable people used as a political football by your government.
Like the people who are part of the Mars Equality campaign, people who've given up their daily jobs to take part in this campaign. They've given up their lives, and a lot of them are now out of jobs, and they're so happy about it. That it's just amazing that these people are the ones who deserve our respect and our admiration, and they're not going to get it, and they don't really care about getting it because they got the result that they wanted. But our politicians who are turning around and saying, "We did this. This is amazing." Just ugh. To the 29th Prime Minister of Australia, the Honourable Malcolm Turnbull. Dear Malcolm, my name is Jacob Thomas. I'm a 27-year-old genderqueer person living in Melbourne, by way of Shepparton in Victoria's northeast, the seat previously held by Australia's current Ambassador for Women and Girls, Dr. Sharman Stone. I'm also a Queensland Leader of Australia and an advocate for LGBTIQ people across the Commonwealth. Prime Minister, over the last 7 years, I've worked tirelessly to see my community reach full dignity, respect and safety. I've spent many years in suicide prevention and more recently in the human rights space of the United Nations and the Commonwealth Secretariat, primarily working with civil society and governments in tandem. I have always had the interest of Australia and its fundamental role in human rights at the centre of my work. When I was 10 years old, I experienced bullying for the first time in my life. I was in grade 5. I was bullied relentlessly under the presumption that I was gay. My experience with my bullies and the silence of my peers and educators was severe. I was kicked, punched, spat on, had my hair pulled, slapped numerous times, and one day was punched so hard in my shoulder that my arm went numb for several days. My single mother and I were at our wit's end. And with the ongoing silence and persistence of the other 10 and 11-year-olds who tormented me, I attempted for the first time, but not the last time, to take my own life. Following this, and as of last year, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. I also have generalized anxiety disorder and depression. I've lost 8 friends to suicide in the last 17 years, all of whom are young, and all of whom identified with the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex and queer community. And in that time as well, I have tried to take my life more times than I'd like to recount. Prime Minister, I know you're proud of the passage of the cross-party marriage equality bill led by Senator Dean Smith. And I'm not here to slander your leadership or your government. I'm here because I want you and need you to know that I'm still here. But again, only barely. This was a painful and traumatic process, and I'm so tired. I'm so tired of losing my community to hate and fear, and I'm so tired of celebrating small victories that encapsulate what it means for my community to survive. And I'm so tired of being told that this entire process to legislate marriage equality was worthwhile. So, Prime Minister, please enjoy your celebrations and pass on my appreciation to the members of your party who voted to finally legislate for marriage equality. But please remember, and hold this close to you, that any lives lost during this time, any long-term harm that has occurred, can never justify the passage of any legislation as victorious. May we mourn the losses because they are many, but we will celebrate the victories because they are few. I look forward to seeing you in London at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in April next year. Sincerely yours, and dedicated as always to the rights of all Australians, Jacob Thomas, 2016 Queensland Leader. Thank you.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.